Well, welcome. And here we are again on BBS Radio. This is Judith Conrad. I'm an intuitive coach, a spiritual coach, and a radio broadcast coach. And we are broadcasting on the internet. And for those people who are listening, welcome. We encourage phone calls. When I do the first part, if you are so inclined, I would encourage you to call in then. Or you can wait till my guests come in. I have two guests, Lucy Venice of Shelter Care. I have Stan Poletti, and he is with Pietra's Bakery, and he's what we call the biscotti man. All right. So here we go. We've got a lot of things on the agenda, and I love the fact that all of you are listening out there. I love you, love you, love you. I'm going to start out with, first of all, a little bit about the Taurus full moon. I talked about it yesterday. And I'm going to talk about the 11-11-11, the 12-12-12, and the 12-21-12. And then I have some cards already pulled for you. Start thinking of your question, and it will be framed as, give me information about. So give me information about. And then whatever the cards are, you'll pick 1, 2, 3, or 4. But first, we start out with the astrology. This comes from mountain astrologer Stephanie Austin from the Bay Area. We have a Taurus full moon coming up. That will be November 10th. Well, that's the day before and leading into 11-11-11. And fortunately, I have a very good astrologer, Kevin Leinbach, who will be joining us, and we will be talking astrology, astrology, astrology. Won't that be fun? I just do a little bit because it gets me excited. We've got a full moon coming in, and it's we have the Taurus full moon, and of course, it's a Scorpio time. Scorpio time because it's part of, you know, the cycle that goes through. Well, I just happen to be a Scorpio, so happy birthday to me. Whoa, yeah. All right. However, with the full moon, it highlights the shadow side. Well, of course, you know, as a Scorpio, and maybe you don't, the shadow side of any of the zodiac signs is not a pretty picture. There are the positive sides, and I always like to see things in the positive. Not only is the cup half full, it is overflowing. Let's look at the shadow side of Taurus, because we have this Taurus full moon. We're already starting to feel it coming in. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm not running my life by this astrology, but I love to play with it. It's a game for me, and it's a very serious game. So we're highlighting the dark side of Taurus. Taurus the bull. That would be materialism, simplistic, and unwilling to change. Now, Taurus has many positive things. They love beauty. They do like things simple, but not simplistic. All right? Now, let's look at Scorpio. The dark side of Scorpio can be manipulative. That means controlling. No, not me. Obsessive. Yeah, gotta have it, gotta do it, gotta do it. And unable to trust. Now, if you've done your work, of course, your deep work, you can handle any and all of these. You recognize them when they come in. All right. We have, as we're looking at this, the three celestial bodies are completing their yearly retrograde phases, which means that it appears that these planets or these bodies are, it appears that they're moving backwards. They're really not moving backwards. It just appears that they're retrograde. In other words, you're going back and you're revisiting something that you've done before. A perfect example, since I'm focusing on doing my coaching and my readings instead of just focusing on selling radio time, I'm revisiting all of my flyers that I used to have. Now, that would be what retrograde is about. I'm tweaking, fine-tuning my brochures. I'm doing that with my house. See, I'm already in the flow of this. I'm tweaking my closets because I have a dear friend, Julianne, and she is with the Arc Lane County, and there's a crunch to get all these clothes to be donated. So you see, that's part of my retrograde. I'm tweaking my closets. I'm tweaking anything where I can get rid of excess papers. I want to condense everything down. That's exactly what it's about. All right. So we have the first one, Ceres, C-E-R-E-S. It's guiding us to deepen our inner listening. Ooh, yes. Listening to me on the radio? Well, I don't exactly mean that, but you're listening at a deeper level. And you're turning inward more, and and the word is compassionate. And that's appeared two or three times today as I've been talking to people, reading different things in preparation for this. Being compassionate, having passion in your heart, and nurturing. And it's about nurturing yourself also. Take care of yourself so that you can keep this positive energy, the positive attitude. All right. So that will be going direct on November 6th. You'll be ready to fully live full out, because you've done this deep inner work and you're more compassionate. On November the 9th, Neptune turns direct, meaning it's been retrograde all this time in Aquarius, and then Chiron, which is the healer, and that's the day that Kevin's coming on. Chiron is the healing that is going on. And it's amplifying any celestial messages to unite and collaborate on a larger scale. I think that's pretty good. In other words, unite, no separation, and collaborate on a larger scale. Now, what would that look like? I'm looking at what that would look like for me. And maybe my guests later on will have some sense of what collaboration would mean for them. And I was talking to one of my guests earlier on, and I was mentioning about support. We were talking about support. So this is about uniting and collaborating on a larger scale. So that, we had mentioned, would be one-on-one meetings with our business associates so that we really understand what they do. In that way, we can be partners, power partners. And yesterday, we talked with Kathy Wells. We talked about the power partners, and of course, my piece in that was spiritual power partners, Archangel Michael, Spirit, Guidance, God, Jesus, or any of those spiritual power partners. There are any number of them, and some of them have funny names. Well, that's my opinion. All right, so that's a little of astrology. Now, let's go to the 11-11-11. Whenever you have double numbers, that means that there's a higher vibration with that. So you have 11, 22, 33, 44. These are master numbers. They relate to dimensions beyond this physical plane. I know some of you want to say there's nothing else other than what's going on in the earth. Well, wrong, wrong, wrong. There are other dimensions out there. And for those of us who do a little astral traveling at night in our dream time, not for you. I bet all of you do that, but you don't realize it. When you come back, you probably forget everything. You forget having spun around the moon or been around Mars or you landed on Venus. I mean, just imagine. I like to imagine and pretend, because that's part of when I'm in that imaginal realm. My intuition is just jumping. It sparks. All right, so let's look at the 11-11. We had 10-10-10, which was, that's past. You may have felt it, you may not have felt it. Those folks who are in the, let's say you've done your deeper work, and you're able to go into an altered state, and I do that with a lot of times with folks when I'm working with them, to get to the place where you know all of the answers. You know them anyway. My job is just to bring them forth so that you know what they are and what symbols and what that means. I'm a translator. I translate the symbols. So if you can imagine a tree, if you're talking, if you dream about a tree, what does a tree mean to you? Well, for me, it's normally strong, but it could be, like the willow tree, the branches, they move. I know that the roots on that willow, if I dreamed about a willow tree, those roots get down there where they don't belong. They interfere with water systems, and so a willow tree can be many things. But if you ask me a question about something and I get a vision of the willow tree, I have to find out where your roots are, and are you following familial patterns from, let's say, you're from Germany, And you've moved over here, and you're coming from the background. I hate a certain religious group. Okay, those that would be roots that are, you know, if there's hatred in those roots, then that's something that we would start working on. Does that make sense to you out there? So, you know, this is how I work with the symbols. Okay, again, the word compassion, and this is a time of extreme growth. In other words, a lot of people that I've been working with recently have had the, what we call the crash and burn. They're going along, their business is going along, and they're making maybe a little bit extra money. All of a sudden, they're marketing the same way they've done before, and nothing is working. Absolutely nothing is working. It is that this is a time of extreme growth, and so you crash and burn. Let's say you can't. All of a sudden, not enough money is coming in to buy the product that you need to make a, let's say, a lap desk. Hi, Kathleen. I know you're listening. Or for Stan, who's in my radio studio here, if he couldn't buy flour and all the things he needed to make his biscotti, then that would be a crash and burn. Now we've got it. Now we're starting to go in the red, in the red, in the red. So this is causing extreme growth. And this is the first time many of you have experienced such a high vibrational and energetic enlightenment or upliftment. If you've gone to Mount Shasta and you've been in up on Panther Meadow, you may or may not have felt it. I do it every time, and I lived there for 6 years. Or when I went to Machu Picchu, every time I went there, we would ride in on the train. You know, we'd take the train from Cusco. And as we approached, the energy was just so strong. One time I had the opportunity to sit in the front seat. Oh, my gosh. I thought my fingernails were going to buzz right off my hands because it was, you know, every cell just buzzed. That's what I'm talking about. When we start feeling this energy, they call it ascension, which means, you know, when Christ was crucified and then he arose and he ascended, Mother Mary ascended, Mary Magdalene ascended, and most of the disciples ascended. And so the folks who have been enlightened have done their due diligence. That's part of it. The whole body, mind, and spirit is uplifted. All right, then we go into the 12, 12, 12. That, and of course, this is all leading up to, you know, whatever. It, and you can believe it or not, some people are poo-pooing. Well, nothing's going to happen. Well, it may not. I'm not living my life around it. I'm not selling stocks or bonds so that I can, you know, have money when the earth crashes and burns. It's probably not going to do that. But what's happening with the earth because of the earthquakes and things, it's a recalibration of the earth. Recalibrating the vibration because the people here are recalibrating and they're becoming more enlightened. Does that make sense to you out there? Nod your head. Yes. No, if it don't. We'll talk later otherwise. Or you can call in. I always look over at my computer to see if anyone's calling in. So now we're moving from this galactic plane. You know, when you go from the galactic, I mean, this is all of the galaxies out there. We are just one galaxy that goes on and on and on. And this galactic plane that will eventually come is leading us through a time gate where it will be the 12, 21, 12. We've had experiences with, you know, the rapture, you know, where this was good, something big was going to happen. Well, it came and it went, nothing happened. And if you are in fear about any of this, it would be a very good idea to pray, to be in touch with your higher guidance, and ask to be at peace and to be advised when and if you would need to leave an area. I check in quite often. Okay, Spirit, is there anything else I need to do here? Yes. sit up, sit down, be quiet. My guides sometimes, and I don't have any particular one. I mean, some people channel Archangel Michael. I mean, I feel his energy around me, but I don't, you know, I ask and then I take a deep breath and I feel, you know, see if there's anything that, any thoughts that pop into my head. And if it does, that means that's an answer. And I accept it. Okay. Well, if I doubt it, then I say, well, could you bring that to me a couple more times? And could you stop whispering? I'd like a little bit louder, please. All right. We have fun with this. All right. We are ready for the cards. I am surprised how many people love to have me do this part. All right. Think of your question. And I do this, too, because I think it's so fun. Okay, give me information about, and I'm thinking about, and my guests are looking at me, and they may write it down, they may not, but they'll have it. Give me information about. So I'm asking, give me information about more clients coming in. Well, let's be more specific. I'm ready to do a tarot class. I love to teach the tarot. I taught one class on the internet. We didn't talk. It was all on the internet because I had someone in South America, and her English was real, you know, iffy. So we did it all on the internet. Oh, the other person was from Dubai, you know, and so it was all on the internet. It was fabulous. They did a great job. All right, your question is, give me information about. Mine is about teaching a tarot class, teleconference. Okay, the first card is the death card. That doesn't mean I'm going to die if I teach that. No way, no. The death card says, because the death card has, it's a black skeleton. And everything, all parts of the superfluous part of the body of this work is being peeled away. In other words, it's getting down to, what is it? Why would someone take a class on the tarot? Well, bottom line, it's about people want to have more information about what's coming up. They want to develop their intuition. And so taking away everything except the skeleton of what they're going to get is essential for me. Oops, I forgot to decide which card I was going to take. I think it's number one. So I don't know. I'm looking over at my guess. I'm going to just hold your fingers up. Which number are you picking for your question? Okay, 1, 3. And which one, which number?
Well,
just hold up your finger. Two. Okay. One is 2 and 1 is 3. And I picked number 1 because I didn't even think about picking one. So with a death card, then, it's for the tarot class, it is about peeling away everything. However, all of these cards are for everybody. But in specificity, I have number 1, and that's Scorpio. Scorpio says, let's get passionate about this class, and that's what will bring him in. When I did a talk today, I mentioned how clients were coming in to me because I was doing my work on myself. And because I have more enthusiasm about it, people want to be there. Okay, second, number 2 card is the Prince of Discs on the physical plane. What is happening is a breakdown of any old patterning that says, I'm not successful, I don't have any money, and the economy is bringing me down. So as you're looking at what it is to get past that, I told a story yesterday about the lady in the coffee shop. Cutest little coffee shop in Lafayette, California. I love to go there. And then what happens is a block away, half a block away, comes in Starbucks. You know how Starbucks are. Well, her breakdown was that she was standing outside looking at all the folks going into Starbucks. Guess what? She vacated the premises of her store. And her energy was no longer in there. It was only about the negativity. They're taking my profits. All of that stuff. So there's something in there about, it's about attitude. It's about everything. So looking at how we can turn that around. And I'll give more information as I get my guests over here. Number 3, the Ace of Discs. Okay, here are discs again on the physical plane. The Prince of the last card was about mastering, how you can get Taurus the Bull to move forward, not be stubborn. Let's get moving. Take advice. Is that good? That's good. Okay. And the Ace of Discs for one of the other guests is New Beginnings. And the angels are working with you. The center has this huge coin. Inside of the coin are coins, and inside of coins, inside of coins. In other words, this is old money that is coming to you from someplace. If you didn't like, Santa, if you didn't like number two cards, you can take three if you want. All right. I love it when people get the death card, they think they're going to die. No way. All right, so that's number three. Number four. Now, whatever appears in position number four is, if it's a Bardo card, which is what this is, it's strife. The Five of Wands, spiritual strife. It is, the colors are dull, they're dead, and everything is turned away from center. The Phoenix's head is turned away, the Lotus isn't open, it's kind of grayish, icky color. The snakes up at the top are drooping. The Eye of Horus, there's no vision. Everything's been lost. Well, this is what we're transmuting through the death card of deathing old ways and getting right down to the core. Allow the passion to emerge. And then the Prince of Wands, of Discs, is about rebuilding, restructuring, and get that Taurus energy. Taurus people are so determined. They just charge. Don't get in the arena if you don't want to be charged, unless Ferdinand the Bull is there. And then the Ace of Discs says, let's have the new beginnings. And the angels, your spirit guides on the other side, are ready to talk to you and bring you information. And what you're releasing is that lead, dead energy of standing outside and looking at Starbucks taking all your clients. And that's symbolic. Of course, it could be anything. Anything. But what I ask is you to look and see what this all represents. Now, this is your time. If you're listening and you would like to call in before I take a break, this is the opportunity to call in and tell me what your question was and tell me which card you picked, and I will go further with this, just as I'm going to do with Stan and Lucy when we bring them in. So I am awaiting your call. Let me have it. Come on, give me a call. I know you're out there. Yeah, one person said, I just can't call. I'm too shy. Well, go ahead. It's just you and me on this airwaves with maybe a million people listening. Yeah, yeah. Will that make you nervous? I don't think so. too funny. I like to have fun, and that's why I do the program. And one person said, well, why do you do this, and why do you pay for it? I said, because it feeds my soul. It doesn't make a difference if no one's listening. It feeds my soul. It gives me a place to put my channelings. And, you know, by the way, this information that I just gave you on 11-11, 12-12-12, and 12-21-12 came from Mike Quincy. I often get his information when he's sending it out. And I always give people credit because, you know, it's good to give people credit. A lot of people, these quotes going around, they take them as their own. And would that we were all so brilliant to come up with so many wonderful things. I love it. Well, we're waiting for the call. And if they don't come in, that's fine too. I'm going to go ahead and take a break. So we can go ahead and take the break. And then I'm going to bring in Lucy Vinnis of Shelter Care. We're going to talk about homeless and how they can help themselves, how we can help them. We shall be right back.
What is an intuitive reading? Why do people come to an intuitive such as Judith Conrad for a reading? They are in crisis or chaos. They just know that there is more information that they can't put their finger on. They want to know how to fully utilize their potentials and resources. They want to slow down to receive answers. They want more tools to deal with life changes. They know that their ways of resolving their problems aren't working. They've lost control. They want to find relevance and meaning to their life. They are experiencing loss of homes, jobs, careers, relationship, love, loved one's death, major changes. They want to know how to break out of the status quo. Judith Conrad can assist in this transformation. Call Judith at 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610. And check out the website at eugeneintuitive.com.
Get a coach. Here we are at the beginning of 2011, and it's time to jumpstart your life. Let's see where you are with the following questions.
Are your New Year's resolutions still valid? Are you procrastinating on your current goals? Are your goals meaningful? Are you ready to really commit to a quantum leap in your business and personal life? Want to know your life's purpose? Do you have a creative idea that needs developing?
If so, call Judith Conrad, a personal, business, and intuitive coach with 25 years of entrepreneurial coaching experience. She is a cut-to-the-chase coach who knows what's ahead. Call 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Timely tips on the Judith Conrad radio program. Judith is offering an opportunity to share your minute of how-to information every week on her radio program. The same information will be featured on her website. What a unique way to spread the word about your business, service, and about you. Call Judith Conrad for an interview about this marketing idea. 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Well, welcome back. This is Judith Conrad. I hope you had time to think about what I was talking about. And this program will be up on my website on judithconradradio.com. It will be there sometime later tomorrow. Not sure when, but keep checking. All right. Here we go with Lucy Binnis of Shelter Care. Welcome, Lucy.
Thank you so much for having me, Judith.
I know. Isn't this fun?
It's great.
Well, during the break, she said something really interesting. Guess what? When her birthday is? 11-11-11. My Scorpio sister. Another Scorpio sister. And Justin Quick, his birthday is also that day from the Holiday Inn. So it's 11-11-2011. That adds up to an 8. Which is about this year, you're being asked to take a stand. It's like the up with which I will not put.
Oh, interesting.
You're not going to put up with whatever this stuff is. So what did you get out of the cards? You picked number 3. What did you get out of that or anything that I said prior to this?
Well, I work for Shelter Care. So everything resonated for me. And I was so interested, first in your talking about November 9, and that's a day of collaboration, and we work together, and Shelter Care, we just came through this big collaboration, community-wide collaboration, to put 5,278 jack-o'-lanterns on display at the intersection of Broadway and Willamette in Eugene. So that totally resonated with me. I thought, okay, we've been collaborating, we pulled that together.
Yeah.
The second thing, you talked about my birthday, 11-11-11, and you talked about ascension. The thought I had about that was when I was coming to this show this afternoon, I was thinking about what do I say to the public about helping people who are homeless or about working in the community. And the message that I have for people is that people need us to help lift them up.
Yes.
That this idea that we take our own positive energy and then we lift up other people who are not able to lift themselves just yet. They need a little boost and then they're on their way. And so that also really resonated with me and what I kind of wanted to communicate today.
Wonderful. Anyway. It's like the wind underneath their wings.
Exactly.
Right. So that was perfect for you. You were able to you know, go deeper, which is also part of that, and to be able to share.
Right, right.
Well, that will resonate for the folks who are listening because they may have picked number 3 or whatever that may be a day that's important to them.
Right. Well, you never really know what's going to touch you. I often find with our work when I'm meeting people who have come to receive our services that I'm suddenly so overwhelmed with that sense of connection, that they have lost something, and we all experience loss, and we all can experience this gift that comes with someone else helping us to right ourselves again, to lift back up. Shelter Care deals with people who have multiple losses often and
yes.
catastrophic losses, but we all have something in mm-hmm. our lives.
Crash
at some
and burn.
Point,
yeah.
we're all going to have something.
Yes.
And this message of compassion and reaching out to others is such a profound one.
It is so deep. What brought you to shelter care? What was your background as you came into shelter care?
Well, in a way, I'm a mercenary. in a way, I'm a fundraiser.
Yes.
And so when you're able to raise funds, you can do that for all kinds of causes. And I have cared about many, many different issues and causes in my life. Shelter Care happens to be an organization that I really believe in strongly. It does wonderful work. It has such a strong track record. It's had great leadership. It has incredible staff. And it really gets results. People who come through our services find themselves in a better position for having received those case management services. So I just love the organization. I love what it does for our community.
You know, you were on my program last year sometime.
Right.
When I was on 1320 AM.
Right.
And now different state, we're talking to different folks. However, I'm making it local. Even though I don't have the, you know, the 1320 band, I'm making it so local that I'm going to different businesses and broadcasting from there. So you're getting the local folks that are listening here right now. In fact, from name droppers, we've got a couple of folks that are online and they're listening.
Oh, that's terrific.
Isn't
that that's terrific. That's
so,
And Shelter Care is a local organization.
Yes.
We've been providing services to people who are homeless or risk of homelessness since 1970, and all of our work is in Eugene and Springfield.
How do you help someone who's... Now, the folks who are on the corners, I don't think that's what we're talking about. They're there, I don't think, but maybe some of them.
Actually, Shelter Care works with three different vulnerable populations.
Very good.
We work with families with children who are either homeless or at risk of homelessness. We work with chronically homeless adults who have a mental illness. So that does include people who might be on
okay.
the street holding a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with very low-income adults who have an acquired brain injury. So
oh.
people who were in a car accident or a bike accident or in some other way fell and hit their heads. They've been released from the hospital, but they're not yet recovered enough to live either on their own or mm-hmm. with their families. So in all cases, we're working with people who either are already homeless, have been homeless for a very long period of time, or would be homeless without some kind of supportive services. What we really provide, we say of our services that it's housing first. The first thing we do is make sure people have a safe and secure place to live, because once they have a shelter, then they can begin to think in a more rational way
mm-hmm.
about the solutions that to their homelessness, to their the instability in their lives. So we try to make sure they're stable and safe and recognize that they're working with compassionate people, and then we provide them with the case management social work services that they need.
Good. Of all of the people that you've worked with, and how long have you been there, by the way?
I've been there 2.5 years.
2.5 years. What is the most outstanding case that has, you know, the most success? What is it, an individual, family?
Well, I would talk about two programs, and maybe I can give some examples from those programs. One program is that we have what we call a homelessness prevention program, which is families. We found some years ago that about 20% of the families who called in that were on the verge, that needed help, had not actually lost their homes yet.
Oh.
And so we made a decision to create a program that would help them before they lost their homes, stabilize them in their mm-hmm. in the housing they were in, so that they don't experience the disruption and the loss of homelessness. So that program was so successful that it became a model. We actually attracted federal stimulus dollars last year to expand
really?
That program because it was so timely and so helpful to families. We have another program that does work with chronically homeless adults with mental illness
mm-hmm.
that we call the INSIDE program. The INSIDE program helps those individuals move into housing with case management services. And these are often people who've been, you know, camping in their cars for 20 years. But with support and with shelter care, mediating with landlords and helping them get established and checking in with them on a regular basis, they, after 6 months of services, can really be back on their own in the community. And we have, you know, 85-90% success rate with people coming through the INSIDE program.
Wonderful. Do you ever work with other nonprofit organizations?
Shelter care is really part of a constellation of nonprofits.
Is it? All right.
So we are working with other nonprofits that are addressing homelessness specifically, such as Catholic Community Services and St. Vincent de Paul. But we're also working with a whole network of social service agencies. So Food for Lane County would be one of the crucial collaborators for us. And we all work through Lane County, through the Human Resources Commission in Lane County, to make sure that each of us addresses the issues associated with homelessness in a slightly different way so that we're not duplicating services, we're complementing other services.
That's wonderful. And where do you see this organization move? In what direction do you see it moving?
Well, I'd say right now that our emphasis is, in terms of homeless families, that we are really putting a lot of emphasis on our homelessness prevention because it is so much more effective, both in terms of a family's recovery and in terms of the cost effectiveness, if you can prevent a family from becoming homeless, than it is to allow them to fall into homelessness and then have to walk them through the sheltering system. It's expensive. Right. It's very disruptive to everyone. So we are putting increasing emphasis on trying to prevent homelessness to begin with and channeling that kind of case management and sometimes a one-time financial assistance to those families.
Really? Excellent. I like the idea, you know, that they can stay in their home because they're familiar with this. This is security. And, of course, with the job situation, you know, people have lost jobs and they haven't quite gotten back into the swing of things.
Well, and what we have found in the last year and a half has been that the economy is so tight that sometimes the difference in staying in your home versus homelessness can be $500.
Right.
It can be $750. It can be the cost of a car repair that is pushing a family over the edge. They're very small things now because people are living so close to the margins.
And do any of the, let's say, car repair places, do they volunteer to be of service in that way?
You know, we have so many wonderful local businesses in this community who help in all kinds of ways. And I think that probably our different program managers would be able to identify many local businesses that help in one way or another.
Right.
Free services or helping out with a specific family. So there's a tremendous outpouring. And, of course, we tried to kind of laser in on that with our Jack-O-Lanterns on Broadway event, so bringing those businesses together and giving them a little Jack-O-Lantern profile.
Yeah. Now, wasn't there a gentleman who used to have that Jack-O-Lantern? In fact, didn't he come in to the studio? I'm not sure.
Yeah, we have a Jack-O-Lantern mascot. His name is Patch.
Patch,
and he was a presence all through Jack-O-Lanterns on Broadway, and shows up here and there.
Right.
I think he came to a Chamber of Commerce meeting once or twice.
Yes, I remember that. Yes. Yes. Very good. Anything else you'd like to share?
No, I've just, Judith, thank you very much for this opportunity to talk about shelter care and to just, you know, I have such appreciation for everybody in the community who reaches out to support our friends and neighbors who are in trouble these days. So thank you so much.
In Eugene, I'm just new here. I've been here 3 years to the day almost. I'm just so blessed. There are so many kind people. They will take the time and they, you know, like if you get lost in some place and they'll stop and they'll give you directions or get you around the corner so you're not blocking traffic. And they're willing, most of them are willing to take time to be with you. I am so impressed.
Right. I think we do live in a compassionate community. And sometimes we have to stop and remember that.
Yes.
That really our fellow man actually does care.
Yes, they do. And if they act like they don't, like the guy who cut me off, I mean, was bound determined he was going to get to that ramp before I went past. I don't think he was very compassionate, but he was. There may have been something that was going on with him. We can't, you know, judge whether whatever. So I did back off so that he could get off that ramp.
He learned from you.
Yes, he did, and he heard my vocabulary, which was not very spiritual. Yeah, so whenever you have something going on, feel free to give me a call. And I've wanted to get you back on the radio for quite a bit of time.
Thank you so much, Judith. Really, it's a pleasure and an honor to be here.
All righty then. Well, you go off on your way and to your next meeting and create miracles.
Thanks so much.
All right. All right, Lucy, thanks a lot. Okay, now we're going to switch gears, and we're going to bring in Stan. Stan the Man. And Stan the Man is creating a whole new business with biscotti and the most wonderful cookies. I was waiting to munch them, but I didn't see any coming in. So, so Stan, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Judith.
Oh, great deep voice there. All right, so let's look at what you. We'll talk about your business in just a bit, but the material we were talking about earlier. What did you get? First of all, what was your question?
My question is, what do I? Where do I go with my business?
Where do you go with your business? Very good. And you picked number two.
Yes. I think that number one also would have applied.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I am a Scorpio.
When's your birthday?
November 22nd. I'm on the cusp.
You're on the cusp, yes.
Right.
So you are part Sagittarius. Now, Sags are visionaries, and they teach people. So you're about educating, and you're also being passionate about your business.
Yes, very much.
So what did you get out of that by looking at that card or any of the other cards? What did you get about your business and increasing your business?
I think that I need guidance in how I view my business.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I not doing that I should be doing? I have people tell me an excellent product. They love my biscotti. They love my... cookies, and part of my problem is that I use mostly organic and natural ingredients.
Right.
They're very costly.
Yes, they are.
And so for me to get into some of the stores, like I was in some stores, but my prices are too high for them.
Because of the... Right. I understand that.
Or else I can't make... I mean, I have to charge what I charge, or else I'm just spinning my wheels.
You're giving it away.
Exactly.
And, of course, you want it organic because that's the premise of what you're about.
Right. And if it's not organic, I use the best I can find.
Right.
So I can find, okay pistachios at Trader Joe's, but the really good ones I got from Glory B.
Okay.
And they're marvelous.
But they're expensive.
Yes, they are.
Very expensive. And even Market of Choice, which that's a pretty upscale place. Whole Foods, the same thing, and they require that everything be organic.
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't?
No, I see other biscotti there that is made with commercial ingredients.
Really?
Totally commercial ingredients. I was surprised to see that.
Even Whole Foods?
Whole Foods. I haven't been to a Whole Foods here.
At one time, I was not employed by them, but I was a Spanish. I taught some of the Mexican workers. I taught them English. English is a second language, and being in the management part of the store upstairs, you could hear, what was going on about products that were going to be ordered, and they actually expelled one of the meat providers because it was not hormone-free,
right.
And they fudged on it, and of course, that was a huge financial loss for them. Now, you could, I know you want to keep it organic, but sometimes, if you were to have two lines, how does that feel?
It doesn't feel very good to me.
I know.
First of all, I don't have the space to do all that.
Oh, you don't?
I operate out of a very small space.
I know you do. I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, then you have to look at, like Torsable, Taurus gets, they get the dark side is they get stubborn and they're not willing to change. So you could, I don't know what to say on that because, you know, you want to have the integrity and I think the integrity is going to win out.
I think so. I just got an order from a woman friend in Berkeley and, she orders periodically from me, and I told her, she says, what's happening? And I told her that, you know, I may have to go to commercial stuff. She says, well, I hope you continue doing the good stuff for your steady customers.
Yes,
you
yes.
Know?
Very and, good.
But it's hard to juggle all these things when you have one mix of one oven and just me doing
right,
it.
Right, right.
So it's either this way or that way.
There's no right. So there's not the. Let's not even go there. Then you know that could be an option, but not one that we're going to jump into.
Correct.
Very good.
Correct.
So we're going to keep it organic. The reputation will build, and you have people, especially our next meeting of name droppers. You'll have the opportunity to bring in your products, and they have an opportunity to order for their gifts.
Correct. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to start raising my prices. I've been trying to hold them
right.
fairly steady because of the economy.
You're right.
But I can't do that.
Not anymore, no.
No.
And because if you're going in deeper in debt, that's that, you know, going in the red. I talked about that earlier. And so with this card, looking at this card, the Prince of Discs, on the physical plane, you're rebuilding, and in the back of this, there's this beautiful tapestry. It has gold threads through it. Now, they could have used some other thing other than gold, but they insisted on having the quality. So look at the beauty. You can see that tapestry. You know, the artisans that used to make the weavings, they were so intricate. Took years to make these. Now, when you look at like Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany, 25 years, and then how much it took, how the time it took, and all the workers to just get down into the rock where they started building the castle. The same with the pyramid, Giza. Mm-hmm. If they had made a lightweight foundation, it would have crumbled a long time ago. So that's the message for you, Stan, is that you are being asked to maintain the quality, charge what you need to charge, and share that information in a very positive way. Not to say, well, I'm forced to do this because that's bringing negative energy.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And we want to keep the energy as positive as possible. All right, so we've got a couple minutes to go before we hit. We got about 10 minutes, 8 minutes actually. So, Stan, what would you like to tell the folks that are listening? I mean, we've got some folks in Florida. We've got some people maybe in other countries. And it could be, you could ship it out if they would make their order soon. What would you like to share with the folks and what do you have to offer?
Well, you mean precisely with gift packs and things
yeah,
like
the
that?
Yeah, the gift packages.
Okay. Well, I have my standbys are my almond anise biscotti, my pistachio biscotti, and I just finished baking a pumpkin spice biscotti.
Really?
That I'll be drizzling with white chocolate.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah, it's a winner. And I'm going to bake some more of my Turkish fig biscotti.
Yum.
And maybe I'll do some savories.
the savories I love because when you have soup, it's so good to dip that into the soup because you've got, what are some of the spices in there? Rosemary?
I have 10 different spices.
Really?
Rosemary, thyme, oregano. I can hardly remember all of them.
That's
There's
okay.
some garlic. And I created that to dip into tomato soup, tomato bisque.
Yum.
That's what I created for, or cut into croutons, which can float on the soup or into salads.
Yes.
And it has goat blue and Parmesan cheese. And it's really good.
Yeah, right. So when you're thinking about getting gifts, you know, get the high quality because what you give reflects who you are.
Right.
And so, Stan, we are not allowing you to forget what I said before. You're not going to
make two different things.
Forget
no,
that.
I can't do that.
You
and I won't do that.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
And that will carry through. That will carry through. And the folks who want quality, they will follow through with you.
Well, I have some really steady customers. I have a woman now living up in Washington State, and she's already ordered 12 gift packs from me.
Good.
Over the months and for presents, for business meetings, and for her own use.
Have you called on some of the larger companies around this area to get in touch with their HR people?
No, I haven't. I've spoke to Dwight at...
very good.
And he,
Northwest.
He, right. Northwest, and he is going to get with me and order some
very good
gifts for.
I'm also thinking of Shannon Neal out of Guarantee
right.
Chevrolet.
Right, I meant to talk to him today, but right. I got busy taking an order from someone else.
All right. Or anyone, I would have an order form.
Yes, I need to do that.
So if you have an order form with, you know, in triplicate, and so right there with the picture so that they have a picture, they know what they've ordered. Of course, this is a little expensive, but then you're selling an upscale product.
I am.
Yeah,
I
so you need to have the higher quality, higher end paper, et cetera.
Right. I mean, I get people stopping by at the Saturday market, and some woman will come by and say, I want one of everything.
Very good.
It's for her doctor cured her.
Yes.
And she wants to send him a gift that, you know, in appreciation. So it's like all of a sudden there's a $40 order, another $45 order.
Right.
You know, it's... it's really great.
It is. And so one of the things I'm looking at is to create the profit and put something in saving from every sale that you make, and also to donate. It's like a 10% tithe, or just at least a 1% until you build it up. It's that energy that will create more energy going out and more money coming in.
Well, I make up gift packs for, you know, for charities and things like
very
that.
Very good, yes.
So I do a lot of that.
Very good.
And just delivered some cookies to the Hilton over there in Springfield this morning.
Good.
After the greeters.
Yes.
And they had wanted a plate of cookies from me for a couple of families.
Yes, good.
So did that for the recognition.
Right, right. Yeah. And that's all of that is about name recognition, of course.
Yes, definitely.
And of course, you know, one of the side benefits of being on the radio is it. I never know who's listening. And my name, of course, I haven't said it. I don't say it very often. The station is Judith Conrad, and it's just such a joy to be able to share this information.
I think I need to open my heart more to my business.
There you go. And the compassion.
Yes.
Be nicer to yourself. You beat yourself up a lot.
I do.
Yeah, and that's and this is not to put Stan down at all. He's a wonderful, wonderful human being. It's just that, you know, sometimes when we get things aren't going as we would like them, according to the business plan that I know you have, that, you know, we lose sight of what our goal is. Why are we doing this?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's easy to do that.
It is. Now, I you heard... today at the meeting, we're just about out of time. I better not tell that story. I'll tell you off the air. So we're just finished. Stan, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you very much, Judith.
I appreciate
it.
Give your name and how they can contact you.
Well, Stan Politti, and my phone number is 541-653-6941.
Again.
And that's 541-653-6941, or they can get me at Stan Politti, that's STANPOLITI, at gmail.com.
Say that again.
That's Stan Politti, STANPOLITI, at gmail.com.
Excellent. Now we got it. All right. So if you'd like to contact me, Judith Conrad, you can go to judithconradradio.com, or you can send me an email, judith@judithconradradio.com. I'll be back on Tuesday. I have a program Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 4 to 5. And always remember that who you are makes a difference.